and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is ready for a fight. He brought his Fighting Oligarchy tour to Kenosha, Wisconsin last night.
For years, I have been talking about how America has been moving toward an oligarchy. Well, we're no longer moving toward that oligarchy. Today, we are living in that oligarchy, and we say no.
Cryptocurrency, that was the focus yesterday as President Trump hosted the first ever White House summit celebrating establishment of the cryptocurrency strategic reserve.
Last year, I promised to make America the Bitcoin superpower of the world and the crypto capital of the planet, and we're taking historic action to deliver on that promise. From this day on, America will follow the rule that every Bitcoin knows very well, never sell your Bitcoin. That's a little phrase that they have. I don't know if that's right or not. Who the hell knows, right?
The opening deposit of Bitcoin into the strategic reserve is worth an estimated $17 billion. The funds were seized from court proceedings. A deadly police-involved shooting in Newark, New Jersey. CBS New York reporter John Diaz has details.
People gathered right outside an elementary school moments after the tragedy when Newark Police Union says two officers were shot during a shootout, sources say, with a teenager. Both officers were then rushed to University Hospital, but authorities say one of them died.
We have reports the teenage suspect also died. Investigators have released more details about the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife. CBS's Carter Evans reports.
They saw that she'd been emailing with people on the morning of February 11th. They saw that she got home at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but then all communication from her ceased. So they believe that she succumbed to the hantavirus sometime around February 11th. Gene Hackman, what they're looking to for his time of death is his pacemaker. It showed activity as late as February 18th, suggesting that he was alive for a full week after his wife died. Now, the big question is, what transpired during that week? And the question is unanswered at this point.
Their bodies were found in separate locations in their home on February 26th. South Carolina has carried out the first execution by firing squad in the U.S. in 15 years. CBS's Meg Oliver reports.
Behind a century-old electric chair, 67-year-old Brad Sigmund was strapped down, hidden behind a wall. 15 feet away, three corrections employees fired live rounds at him through a small rectangular hole, a method he chose instead of lethal injection or the electric chair.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Feeling overwhelmed by confusing information on natural supplements? Want to learn more about their incredible benefits? Join Family Natural Foods at 5:15 p.m. on Thursday, March 13th. Brian Hall is the visionary CEO of True Grace, a company dedicated to crafting nutrient-dense products that promote the health of both individuals and our planet. Don't miss this opportunity to ask your burning questions and discover effective ways to manage stress, immunity, and digestive health through nature's offerings. FamilyNaturalFoods.com.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend. Same time, same place, same station. You can't miss us. If you're here now, you know where to come back to us again. But tell your family, your friends, your relatives, anyone you think that could benefit from better health. Now, we have modern science, modern medicine, but it's only kind of like a Band-Aid. It's just taking away the symptoms, not making us healthy. And you and I are the only ones that can make us healthy. You have to make yourself healthy, and I have to make myself healthy. We all need to take the responsibility and the liability of making ourselves healthier by adopting lifestyle choices that benefit us in terms of good health. We're not choosing the best food in some cases. The American diet is horrible. Way too many grains, way too many carbohydrates, way too much sugar, and not enough fruits and vegetables, not enough protein, not enough healthy fats. The whole pyramid is upside down. We should be getting plenty of meat, seafoods, fish, salmon, beef, lamb, all the good things, plus healthy fats, lots of olive oil, and very low carbohydrates. Sugar is the most damaging substance to our health. Now, it's not going to kill us outright, but has an effect that causes so many diseases, primarily type 2 diabetes, which is the forefront of so many other diseases. And these really are not diseases. When we're talking about metabolic function and type 2 diabetes, we're talking about conditions that can be changed and we can have better health. Diabetes is optional. It's based on how we live our lifestyle. Being way overweight or obese, no exercise, a very lazy lifestyle, the wrong types of food. I have so many people that just will not entertain the idea of giving up garbage foods because they are so addicted to sugar and want their pleasure that undermines their health. And it's like, I don't know if I want healthy. I want desserts. I want to have the good stuff. Well, the good stuff's not good enough to make you healthy. You have to choose. And that's why I'm here. Just to help you make some, just to get off the couch and do something. Make better choices. You can have better health. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then it's time to change. You can't do the same thing over and over again and expect better results. You can't get better health doing the same thing. You can't even reduce the food you're eating and expect to be better. You got to revamp your whole lifestyle. I know it sounds terrible. I know it sounds daunting. I know it sounds like, wow, all these changes to be healthy, is it worth it? Oh my gosh, yes. It's worth it. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired many, many years ago. And some people helped change my life. And that's why I'm here, to help you change your life. I'm not doing it for you. I'm just telling you can do it for you. You can do it. You can change your life. If you don't like where you are, then it's time to change. And the change can come very, very quickly. Slowly, slowly, slowly. But in 3 to 6 months, you can revamp your whole health profile. No matter how old you are, what conditions you're facing, some may be more challenging than others. Yes, might take more time. And maybe you're starting too late to want good health. You can still have good health better than you are right now. But if you've got bone on bone in your knees or your shoulders, that can't be undone. It's too late. So start early. If you're in the 30s or 40s, that's not too early. You can start as soon as possible to make these changes. So today we're going to talk about, what are digestive enzymes? And what happens when you drink one soda a day? One soda. And the best-selling drugs in 2024. And now, we're seeing more kids with kidney stones. There's some more research out there on coffee and tea being able to reduce the risk of cancer. And there are some hidden risks of taking acetaminophen. Another name for acetaminophen is Tylenol. Talk about pomegranate, a fruit that not too many people eat because it's really hard to clean. Hard to really open up a pomegranate. But if you go on Google, you can find some ways to really make it easy. And really, is it dementia? Well, we'll answer that question during our program today. We have lots to do, lots to cover. But right now, I'd like to talk about enzymes. Digestive enzymes. We need enzymes to break down our food. So we can do that very easily and receive the health benefits of enzymes that are called proteolytic. These enzymes are made to break down protein. When we eat meat, fish, milk, eggs, these are protein foods. They're very high in amino acids. But we have to break down the food. We have to digest the meat, digest the eggs, so that the individual amino acids that make up the protein. We have an alphabet of 26 letters. All those letters can be scrambled and put into different positions to make up different words. The amino acids in protein are like the letters in the alphabet. They can be scrambled to make our health, our muscles, our bone, organs, glands, everything. We need more protein as we get older because we are losing our muscles, and we're most likely, as we get older, we don't eat as well. Maybe we don't have a very good oral dental, so we can break down the proteins, digest the foods, chew them up. So these enzymes aid digestion and help relieve inflammation, speed healing, reduce pain after trauma or injuries, and are even more used to prevent and treat cancer. Enzymes. You may never have heard that before. In supplements, the proteolytic enzymes can come from animal sources or plant sources. These enzymes coming from pancreatic juices, from the pancreas. Our pancreas provides the enzymes that we need to break down our food. So these enzymes are known as protease, which break down protein, amylase, which breaks down carbohydrates, lipase, that breaks down fats, and we also can have enzymes called trypsin and chymotrypsin that break down even more proteins. And the enzymes that are from plants are called bromelain. Bromelain is from pineapple. And papain. And papain is an enzyme from papaya. They break down protein and are also very potent anti-inflammatories that relieve inflammation and pain from whatever cause. Could be injuries, could be diet, because our diet, the American diet, if you adopt the American diet as is today, that's an inflammatory diet. Lots of carbohydrates, lots of sugar, a lot of seed oils, cause inflammation in the body. So we are constantly producing chronic inflammation by eating the foods that are on the American diet program. Now, we can combine animal and plant-sourced enzymes that yield a full range of activity to support digestion and provide the additional benefits of these enzymes for good health. Now, if you have a digestive problem, clinical research studies incorporating supplemental oral enzymes report significant reduction in stomach pain after eating. The fullness that many people feel after eating. Oh, I feel so full. Bloating, nausea. These are some of the symptoms of a very poor digestive system. Some people produce no enzymes or very little. Enzymes can be taken as part of the treatment plan for any gastrointestinal disorder, from gastric reflux to irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. Excellent for colitis and Crohn's disease. Additional enzymes are especially helpful for everyone. If you have these signs and symptoms, like I already mentioned, stomach pain, fullness, bloating, nausea. Now, these are very helpful for people that have had their gallbladder removed or who have undergone bariatric surgery. For excellent digestive benefits, enzymes need to be taken at the beginning of your meal, or maybe you could even do it in the middle of the meal or just after. But the enzymes have to be there available for you to digest your food. Proteins are only digested in the stomach, not in the mouth. And then when they are partially digested in the stomach, they go on into the intestines to be further digested. Carbohydrates start digesting in the mouth. In our saliva, we have a small amount of amylase. Amylase is the enzyme that breaks down carbohydrates into sugar. All carbohydrates is a source of sugar. You have to break down carbohydrates if you eat them. And the end result of those carbohydrates, like bread, pasta, cakes, pies, cakes, whatever they are, cookies, pretzels, they will be sugar. Carbohydrates mean sugar. That's the only way you can digest carbohydrates, is into sugar. So I'm not talking about just sugar in the sugar bowl or when you see sugar on the label, but if you're eating a carbohydrate, that converts to sugar in the body. So it's a lot more sugar than you might think you're eating. But you have amylase that's in your saliva. So that's why you want carbohydrates to be well chewed. And maybe that came from our grandma who always said, oh, make sure you chew your foods 32 times or 24 times, meaning a lot. Chew your foods a lot to start breaking them down. You can swallow protein whole if you can. I mean, I don't suggest you do that. But if you could swallow a cut of meat, it's not going to digest in your mouth. It only digests in your stomach or from there on. So if you could swallow it whole, it would still be digested. A dog gulps the food because it goes into the stomach to be digested. They don't have to chew it. They may chew it to get it smaller so they can swallow it. But basically, they could gulp down food, and it's well digested in the stomach. And then carbohydrates are not digested in the stomach. And it's really a good idea not to eat a lot of carbohydrates with protein, because protein will stay in the stomach several hours. Meat takes 2 to 3 hours to digest. And if you have a lot of carbohydrates or fruit juices, orange juice, you eat 2 or 3 eggs with a couple of glasses of orange juice. Sugar and protein causes you to have a lot of gas and bloating, indigestion, upset stomach, acid reflux. Because the sugar ferments in the stomach, like making wine. Your stomach is like a bag. And when you put in a lot of juice and sugar and heat, and over time, it causes a lot of bubbles, like wine. So you convert the juices in a place where they're not needed when you have proteins. Ideally, they should be separated. It's really hard to do in many meals. I get it. But ideally, they should be separated. Now, all these enzymes will benefit you greatly to digest your foods more effectively, especially if you have any of those symptoms I already mentioned, like stomach pain, bloating, gas, just feeling so uncomfortable after a meal, just not feeling well. You overate your digestive juices. You did not have enough enzymes to help you digest your food. Systemic effects of oral enzymes. Now, what I mean by that is that the whole body, your entire body, rather than in a single organ like the liver or organ. So you're covering everything systemically, the whole body. So now when you take these digestive enzymes, because when you take them with a meal, those enzymes are used up in the process of digesting your food. They're not going to be left over. But if you take enzymes, the same enzymes between meals, when there's no food, you're not eating. So if you take them on an empty stomach, they can have plenty of benefits for the entire body beyond the digestive tract. Why? Because they are able to reduce pain and swelling, especially postoperative pain and swelling. But if you have pain and swelling, joints, anywhere, or recovery after exercise, you're sore, arthritic joint pain, cancer, exercise recovery, enzymes are very, very powerful anti-inflammatory. I had a good friend who had a manufacturing company, and made one of his best products he made was an enzyme product. And he always swore that when he had a cold or flu, which of course is caused by a virus, 98% of all cold and flu are caused by a virus, not bacteria. And viruses are proteins. And enzymes can break down the proteins. So whenever he had a cold and flu, he always took a lot of enzymes for a few days. Maybe 3 or 4 times a day. Because that'll knock out the cold and flu in a very, very short period of time, because you are denaturing the virus. So how to choose and use these enzymes? How do you know the right ones. Well, look for a combination. You don't want just one. You know, when these are pronounced, amylase, protease, lipase, anything that ends with A-S-E is an enzyme. So look for a combination of pancreatic, because all these enzymes are secreted by the pancreas. They're pancreatic enzymes. Amylase for starch and carbohydrates. Protease for the breakdown of proteins. And lipase plus trypsin and chymotrypsin. Also enzymes to break down proteins. And then the plant enzymes like bromelain and papain. Pancreatic enzymes, also called pancreatin, should be, for the best benefits, full strength. When the juices are taken from the pancreas of an animal, they contain these three enzymes at a very, very high level, 10 times. But most commonly, enzymes are sold at 4x, or maybe 6x, or 8x. That means they've taken the enzymes that are excreted by the pancreas and diluted them with milk sugar. And in some cases, I've even seen them use salt. So you want to use an undiluted, using no dilution method. Well, then it's referred to as 10x, the highest level of enzymes, 10 times more potent than the basic measure. Most times they are 4x. That's called national formulary. So remember to take with meals at the beginning of the meal, or middle of the meal for the best digestive support, and between meals for the benefits that are not associated with the digestive tract. When you want to reduce pain, when you want to reduce swelling, when you want to eat up some cells, like cancer cells, then you take these enzymes when there is no food, at least 2 hours apart. So if you don't take the digestive enzymes, then you can take the digestive enzymes at a meal and still use them between meals for additional support, for exercise recovery, for pain and swelling, for cancer. In Europe, they use a lot of enzymes in cancer therapy. There's some very famous formulations of enzymes in Germany, in other countries, that they use to break down cancer cells. We only have about a minute left in the first part of our program. I'm not going anywhere. We'll be here till the top of the hour. We've got about another 25, maybe 40, well, not 40 minutes, but I think about maybe another 26 minutes or something like that. So don't go away. But I have so little time to open up a new topic. And I want you to get the most out of these topics that you can really think about them. Think about these things. You know, like the digestive enzymes. How many people really have a good digestive system? How do you know you're breaking down all your foods? Well, this is the way to assure that you will break down all your foods. And if you are having some of those signs of indigestion, burping, belching, regurgitating, that's because the food is not being digested well, not being handled very well. There may be some pain in the stomach. Now, I would always check that out, too. If you got pain in the stomach, it's good to see your doctor to find out why, and after ruling out any other complications, and the doctor says, oh, you just got indigestion. Well, now you know what to do. And if you've got arthritis, you've got joint pain, all these things can be corrected with enzymes, the natural enzymes. So I'm going to break right here. I'll be back with a lot more. Hey, we'll talk about why you should not drink a soda, even just one, right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. And welcome back, my friends. We'll be here to the top of the hour, so stay with us. If you have to leave, have a fantastic day. Come on back. We're here every weekend, so you can't miss us. We'd like to have you join us. I think it's a good time to listen to what the science says. All these articles that I share with you, these topics that I share with you, I don't make them up. I go into the science. I go to the scientific website. Look at what might be interesting to you so that you have a better choice. So you have a better idea on how to choose a better lifestyle. Choosing a better lifestyle can make a huge difference because it's all based on choices. Your doctor can't make you healthy. He doesn't know or she doesn't know how to be healthy themselves. They don't study health and nutrition in school. The drug companies don't want people to know how to be healthy. The drug companies need sick people to increase their share level, their stock level. That is why all their shareholders. I would not want to own a stock in any drug company. I don't. I have money invested, but it's not in drug companies. I know I can make more money in the drug companies in some cases, but that's all against my lifestyle. So I want you to really make a difference, to understand why we do all this that we do. It's for you. Now, drinking one soda seems very innocent, right? Well, you can lose up to 12 minutes of your life. Now, that doesn't seem like much, but I've seen some people drink 6, 8 or more cans of soda a day. The health cost of food choices. Researchers calculated that the cost of processed foods on your lifespan, your health span, and concluded that every Coke will cost you 12 minutes of your life. Every Coke will cost you 12 minutes of your life. Hot dogs. How much do you think your life will be shortened after eating a hot dog? One hot dog. You will lose up to 36 minutes of your life. A cheeseburger costs 9 minutes of your life. But certain types of healthy fish, like salmon, will extend your life by 33 minutes a serving. And by eating 1/3 cup of nuts, gains you an additional 25 minutes of your life. Now, when you put this all together over decades, you wonder why some people cash in early and why some people live a long, healthy life. It's not because anybody's been singled out or you're on somebody's list. It's because some people make better choices. Some people eat the healthy fish like salmon. Some people eat nuts every day. They're not just for Christmas. Nuts are a food that we should include in our diet daily, every day. Doesn't have to be huge helpings. A small handful of nuts for a snack during the afternoon when you have that, oh, I'm getting tired. I can hardly stay awake. Oh, I need some energy. Well, eat the nuts. High in fat, high in protein. Good for you. Now let's talk about the best-selling drugs. Maybe these same drugs are on your list. I'm sure one or two out there listening to my show are on some drugs. I want you off all your drugs. Do you think that's possible? I do. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. By adopting the ketogenic diet, a drastic change to what the American diet is, but it is so health promoting. And then adding supplements to the ketogenic diet, adding a well-balanced diet of the ketogenic diet. Not just a well-balanced diet, because I don't know what that means. Balanced with what? 9 servings of fruits and vegetables. Several options of grains. Nobody can eat that much. But every food manufacturer wants their food listed on the pyramid. And they lobby the government to include their food. So it's not a good, you know, it's not scientists that make up the food pyramid. It's the government. And they should not be making the choices for you and I. The top 3 drugs of 2024 by total dollar sales. Keytruda is the number 1 drug sold in 2024. It's a cancer drug, primarily used for lung, head and neck cancer, breast, and many other cancers as well. The list price, $11,564 per infusion, which is given every 3 weeks. And by Dr. Ajay Goyal's research, it will probably add 3 months of life. And people are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to live for a few months. Number 1 drug. Number 2, well, I'm sure you have this one down, Ozempic. Diabetes drug. And well, I don't know if everybody takes it for diabetes. I think everybody now is taking it for weight loss. It actually should be only recommended for diabetes. Now, the list price for this, $968 for a month's supply. And most insurance companies will not cover this one. I know too many people that have to buy it out of their pocket. And there are drugs treating inflammatory diseases. Number 3, drugs to treat inflammatory diseases, including asthma, dermatitis. And these drugs, $5,520 per month. But the most prescribed drug for 2024, get this, the most prescribed drug for 2024 was a statin drug, lowering cholesterol, with over 109 million prescriptions filled in 2024. The list price, $173 per month. Now, the global market for this drug for lowering cholesterol. And this is the biggest myth in medical history, because we can't live without cholesterol. I believe God made our body. And now you may have a different opinion, but let's just say, for the time being, God made us. Or nature made us. Or some higher power made us. I don't think they would have instilled a mechanism in our body to produce cholesterol if it wasn't critical for our body function. Our body makes it every day. And they have proven over and over and over again that if you eat cholesterol in your food, it can't increase the cholesterol in your body. So some people say, oh, I can't have that. There's too much cholesterol. Bologna. Oh, maybe bologna has too much cholesterol too. But eggs, all people gave up eggs. Eggs are one of the most perfect proteins in the world. I don't go through a day without having somewhere between 4 and 6 eggs a day. Sometimes they're up to 10. I've been up to 12 eggs a day. I don't do it every day. It depends on the day. But I at least get 4 to 6. The global market for this drug is expected to reach over $6 billion a year by 2031. It's only 6 years away. And we need cholesterol. We make our hormones from cholesterol. We make vitamin D from cholesterol. Every cell in the body is structured with cholesterol. Our brain uses, and yet our brain is only 2% of the body weight, but it uses 25% of the cholesterol. I sometimes wonder, since we have lowered our cholesterol, if that didn't spur the increase in Alzheimer's disease. We have been lowering the fat, lowering the cholesterol for the last 60 to 70 years. And that's when we have seen dementia, Alzheimer's disease, all spike up. So these drugs don't cure anything, but they sure make drug companies a lot of money. They're going to break the bank. Our health care is terrible. So get off the drug carousel. Talk to your doctor. Why do I need this drug? And maybe there's a better way. I've seen people adopt a ketogenic diet. And that primarily reduces your carbohydrates and sugar and gives you better protein options and better fat. And then switch to some natural supplements to support your body's health. And in 3 to 6 months, the majority of the people that have done this are off all their drugs. I've talked to people that were on 8 or 9 drugs. Now they're down to 1. And they're getting off that as well. They're working hard to do it. But you can do it. You don't need to take drugs. Drugs don't make you healthy. Now, why are kids being diagnosed with kidney stones? Well, first of all, let me tell you what a kidney stone is. It's a cluster of crystals made up of minerals and salts that form inside the kidneys. Primarily, kidney stones form when there is not enough liquid, not enough water, to dilute the minerals, and they begin to stick together to form a stone. Now, we have a lot of control over that, People don't drink enough water. And when they drink, it's soft drinks, coffee, all add up to kidney stones. And these stones can be as small as a grain of sand, or in some cases, and not so rare, they can be as large as a golf ball. Kidney stones are most common in people in their 40s. However, recently there has been a significant increase in kidney stones in kids and in children. It was reported earlier this year that some pediatric hospitals have seen an increase in young patients, young kids, with kidney stones of 10% a year over last year. It's going up 10%. Kids are eating bad foods, and also they don't drink like they should. Otherwise, it's all juice. I'm not against fruit, per se, but juice, no. It takes sometimes 10 pieces of fruit to make a glass of juice. Can you eat 10 pieces of fruit? Can you eat 10 oranges? Would you eat 10 oranges? No. Because of fiber. And you have to chew it. So you're satisfied after one orange. But when you drink a glass of juice, orange juice, I sat across the aisle from a gentleman having breakfast on a flight, and he had 3 glasses of orange juice. Each glass will be about 14 teaspoons of sugar. That's about 45 teaspoons of sugar. And the acidity. And what that does to the digestive tract. Drink water. There's a very interesting book to read. Your body cries for water. And here's how I would suggest to reduce the risk of kidney stones. Drink enough water. Not sugary drinks. Not coffee. You got to drink plenty of water. Good, healthy water. I don't recommend tap water. Tap water contains fluorides and chlorine. Get a spring water or some type of bottled water. And drinking less than 4 cups daily leads to up an 86% increase of kidney stones. You've got to drink lots of water. 8 to 10 to 12 glasses of water. I've seen some reports 1 ounce of water per pound of body weight. I weigh 150 pounds. 150 ounces. That's a lot of water. But it really is very important. When you're tired, when you can't think straight, things are fuzzy. Your eyes are dry and blurred. And you just don't feel good. You're okay. You're not sick. You just don't feel good. You're dehydrated. Not enough plain water. And drinking sugar-sweetened soft drinks, soda, increases the risk of kidney stones by 23%. Not drinking coffee reduces the risk by 26%. Change your diet. High intake of processed meats, sugary drinks, and desserts, and sodium, salt, increase the risk of stone formation by up to 53%. Change your diet, change your diet, change your diet. Get off the American diet. It'll kill you. It'll take your life earlier. It'll make your life more miserable. And a recent study found that kidney stone formation was 2 to 3 times more likely in women because they may be too low on vitamin K2. So look for a supplement that contains vitamin A, vitamin D3, and vitamin K2. K, like Karen, K2. That's vitamin A, vitamin D3, and vitamin K2. It's called menaquinone. Now this one kind of, honors coffee and tea. Here's a new study. Coffee and tea reduce cancer risks. The anti-cancer effects of coffee. Researchers collected data from over 9,000 people with head and neck cancers, asking them if they know how much coffee or tea they consumed, and then compared that data to similar people who were cancer-free. The results: versus people who didn't drink coffee, people who drank more than 4 cups of caffeinated coffee daily had 17% lower odds of having neck and head cancers overall, 30% lower odds of having cancer of the oral cavity, 22% lower odds of having throat cancer. Drinking 3 to 4 cups of caffeinated coffee was linked with a 41% lower risk of having esophagus cancer and also throat cancer. It's a type of cancer at the bottom of the throat. Drinking decaf coffee or tea was also protective, but not as strongly as caffeinated coffee. The beneficial compounds of coffee include natural compounds called polyphenols. They're very powerful antioxidants, very powerful anti-inflammatory, and are believed to be why coffee and tea protect against cancer. We were so much warned not to ever drink coffee. Coffee can have its place. Get good coffee beans or shop for good coffee at some of the local coffee shops. Coffee and tea can be highly beneficial. Now, we know that acetaminophen has so many damaging effects on the body, otherwise known as Tylenol. Now they're finding some hidden risks associated with acetaminophen. The dangers of this drug. Researchers looked at the health records of 108,000 adults over the age of 65, all of whom had been prescribed acetaminophen multiple times a year over a 10-year study, and compared their health to people of the same age who had not been repeatedly prescribed acetaminophen. And the results of this study, the participants who repeatedly used acetaminophen had 10 to 30% increased risk of intestinal bleeding, ulcers, kidney disease, liver disease, high blood pressure, and heart failure, versus people who didn't use this medication at all. This is far, far from the first study show that acetaminophen causes dangerous adverse effects, especially in older adults. Now, some of the safer natural alternatives that you can take that do not have side effects, there are no adverse effects, You can buy them in your local health food store, such as curcumin, any natural substance called pea, P-E-A. P-E-A is the acronym for 21-letter word. It's so much easier to say, so much easier to say P, P-E-A. And also using topical comfrey provides pain relief without the adverse effects. You can use these orally, and the cream you can use topically, which has a tremendous effect on relieving pain. As quickly and effectively as acetaminophen. You don't need toxic drugs. In fact, acetaminophen is a cause of liver failure, the number one cause of liver failure, the number one cause of liver transplants. Acetaminophen. It seems so safe because anybody can go into any drugstore and buy as much as you want. Nobody's going to caution you. They're all for it. But because it seems so safe, so innocent, it's not on prescription, so it must be safe, right? At least safer. No, it's not. Don't buy it. Don't buy acetaminophen. Use curcumin. Use pea. Both are very, very powerful anti-inflammatories, pain-relieving natural supplements. And then you can use topical comfrey, which is a cream, a plant, that's been used for thousands of years to reduce pain. So, my friends, I hate to lose you today or leave you today, but I have to go. Time is up. The hour is gone by. So, what are you going to do for the next few weeks to make changes in your life? You can do it. Not impossible. It's safe. Think about it. It's up to you. It's your choice. Make the right choice. Say a prayer for this crazy world. And God bless you, my friend. And God bless this great country.
Feeling overwhelmed by confusing information on natural supplements? Want to learn more about their incredible benefits? Join Family Natural Foods at 5:15 p.m. on Thursday, March 13th. Brian Hall is the visionary CEO of True Grace, a company dedicated to crafting nutrient-dense products that promote the health of both individuals and our planet. Don't miss this opportunity to ask your burning questions and discover effective ways to manage stress, immunity, and digestive health through nature's offerings. FamilyNaturalFoods.com.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs Hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I've got an off day coming up, but don't worry. We've got you covered. We'll be chatting with Mark Pocan at 3 o'clock about the Elon Act. Do we really want billionaire overlords controlling our government?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. President Trump says he is strongly considering sanctions on banking as well as tariffs against Russia until a ceasefire and peace agreement is reached with Ukraine.
In terms of getting a final settlement, it may be easier dealing with Russia, which is surprising because they have all the cards.
The president has paused military aid and intelligence sharing with Ukraine. This has helped create an opening for Russia to launch its massive air and drone attacks overnight that killed at least 20 people. The BBC's James Waterhouse reports from Kyiv.
Ukraine's ability to defend against these kind of attacks directly hampered by America's pausing of military aid, intelligence, and now satellite imagery, which enabled defending troops to map these kind of attacks and identify the locations of Russian troops.
President Trump has called the ongoing drone and missile attacks unacceptable. This is the first time he has spoken critically of Russia since it invaded Ukraine more than 3 years ago.